Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, everyone. It is a glorious morn.
Yes.
A beautiful Tuesday thus far.
Okay.
Steve, has Tatum caught her first fish yet?
You know she doesn't eat meat.
No, it doesn't mean you can't go catch and release.
Why would we do that?
Well,
what kind of weird question is that? First of all, what do you think we are?
Hey, folks, just don't get it.
Yes, yesterday she just jumped into the Puyallup River and grabbed one with her teeth like a freaking bear. She spit it back in.
Of course.
Vegan.
Catch and release.
I mean,
yeah.
Slight bite, but she spit that bite out. Yeah.
I mean, my child is not, if he catches a trout, he's not going to eat it by any means.
Right now, no. To answer your question, no, she has not caught any fish yet. Neither has her father, her mother, her grandparents. Not in the last 5 years. Not even in the last 20 years.
Well, Barrett has yet to catch his first fish, and I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty about it because we have taken him. He's just not very lucky so far.
Well, if you want, float me like $20. I'll get a scuba outfit. I'll have like a dead fish, and I'll swim under there, and I'll just attach it to it. That way it looks like you...
That could be helpful.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to feel like I'm letting him down a little bit, but I'm hoping maybe like this coming weekend or something we can get this kid his first fish.
How often is he going fishing?
I mean, we've gone a handful of times. We have friends that live on Lake Howard, so that's kind of the cool spot in the area. We live near seven lakes, so I mean, the fact that he hasn't caught a fish is very embarrassing.
So how many, like, do you have like little tactics? Do you put like a worm on it? Do you have like one of those like little things?
First of all, I'm not in charge when there's fishing. It's like, it's either Brad, my husband Brad, or somebody else. Like, I'm just there for the, you know,
I'm trying to make sure that they're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's to catch this fish for poor Barry.
Well, I did learn a fun fact, though, about fish.
Yeah.
What do you call a fish with no I? A fish.
Hold on. Let's try that one again, please. Please, hit us with that one again.
What do you call a fish with no I?
I don't know. What?
A fish.
Much better.
Let's inform their alcoholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Well, it is, First of all, thanks to Palace Law for giving us the DMD, but also it is National Childhood Depression Awareness Day. So maybe you need to help Barrett catch a fish so he could get out of a rut.
Right?
Has Tatum caught her first fish yet?
Maybe we need to take them to one of those little places where they make it very easy. You know, they just have like a big pool of fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like the Pike Place Fish Market. It's very easy to catch a fish
yet. Oh, yeah.
It's a little
so slippery.
Okay. Anyways. It's also, isn't it like National Teacher...
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, all week long.
All week, but today's like the day.
The day. It's like the number one day. I didn't get anything for Barrett's teacher.
Shoot. I should text my wife. Get like a Starbucks gift card as they go into preschool today.
That's a good call.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick. Hey, Seattle Mariners. I'm glad I went to bed when I went to bed because the game was tied. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should stay up. And I'm going into extra innings, and they ended up losing 7-6. So I'm very glad I went to bed, woke up this morning disappointed, as opposed to going to bed disappointed. But you know, like J.P. Crawford continues to hit. Jorge Polanco continues to hit. Julio Rodriguez continues to do jackass. But, you know, eventually he's going to turn it around. I have faith in Julio, don't you?
Oh, sure.
But I have to say, I was watching the game. I have yet to watch the A's. They don't even have a home. The Sacramento A's. That ballpark, I know it's like a smaller ballpark because it's not meant for pro baseball or major league baseball. It's a cool looking ballpark. I really love like the aerial footage of like just seeing how it all looked. It kind of had like that small town charm to it.
It's very cozy.
Would have been a lot cooler if the Mariners won though.
Totally.
Because the A's are pretty hot too. So now they're just one game behind the Mariners for first place.
Speaking of sports, the Seattle Kraken, they've fallen to number 8 in the overall pick for the 2025 NHL draft after entering the lottery having 6 best odds. But even though they dropped a couple of spots there, they still hold 7 total picks. They get 2 in the second round. And then meanwhile, still in search of Dan Bylsma's replacement. So yes, we need a head coach.
Yeah, we also, I mean, it's so funny though. You go and see when they made the announcement of like the order and everybody's like, it's rigged. I hate this. This thing is so bullcrap. Except for the Islanders fans. We're like, finally, yeah, it works to our advantage. So hopefully the Kraken do something good during the offseason. But most importantly, find themselves a head coach.
Yeah, we need a leader.
All right, there was a woman in Kentucky. Has Barrett, okay, you asked about Tatum buying fish. Has, not buying fish, catching fish. Has Barrett purchased anything off of Amazon without you knowing yet?
Not yet. I mean, he's added things to my shopping list with my Alexa.
Uh-huh.
But he has not actually made a purchase. Has this happened to you now?
No, but I'm getting nervous about it because now Tatum has figured out how to use the microphone on my phone. So she can now start, she's been Google searching things.
Oh, wow.
Granted, all she's been searching recently is Pikachu and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Those are classics.
Just to see pictures of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a woman in Kentucky that said that her second grader ordered 30 cases of Dum-Dums, yes, the suckers, through Amazon. And here she is talking about it.
I just panicked. And then when I saw what the number was, I just about fainted. This was just a fluke thing that happened. He told me that he wanted to have a carnival. And he was ordering the Dum-Dums as prizes for his carnival. So, you know.
Okay, this kid rules, by the way.
How big is this carnival? How many people are we expecting?
Well, that 30 cases equals to 70,000 suckers.
Ooh. Yeah, again, he was being friendly. He was being kind to his friends.
Yeah, now they all get suckers.
You would think that there'd be some sort of like a safety measure in place when you order things on Amazon. Like, hey, are you sure you want to buy 30 cases, 70,000 suckers?
Yeah, but the kid's going to say, yes, I'm sure.
Maybe like an email back to the account owner or something like that. Like, can you click and confirm? Because that is insane.
If only these phones had ways to kind of lock their phones so other people besides yourself can't get on them. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's our fault if our kids make a stupid purchase like that, not Amazon's.
Being all willy-nilly, putting faith in them.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day today. We're hitting a high of 76 degrees today. It's going to be sunny, so find a reason to get outside. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we chatted with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr., a very exciting time to be chatting with our friend, and he ended up sharing a story about a former member of the Mariners crew that was absolutely bonkers.
He caught the rug on fire. There's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had. They didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
So who did that, and why? We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20. Yesterday, we had a fantastic chat with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr.
I freaking love Gary.
He might be my new favorite person ever.
Such a good dude.
He ended up sharing a story about Sweet Lou Piniella.
And we're talking to Gary Hill Jr., one of our broadcasters for the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of broadcasters, joining you in the booth was Jay Buhner. I got to imagine you have a Jay Buhner story. And if you do, can you share it with us?
It's the greatest. You know, it's so funny. I'm a Tacoma kid, so I grew up a Mariners fan. And so, you know, it's funny because I do this job. It's my everyday. I get used to it. But there are moments in this thing where I'm like, I am here talking to Jay Buhner, who I watched as a kid, was one of my heroes as a kid. And then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a chat with Edgar Martinez. And it's like, what is going on?
What is my life?
I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm just chatting with Dan Wilson, like all these guys that I was a huge fan of growing up. And yeah, I'm just interacting with them in my daily life. I love having Jay around. He's super fun. He's super funny. I love hearing the old stories about back in the day as well. He was talking about, man, I had not heard this one, where he was talking about Lou Piniella after a ball game. And, you know, they had the post-game meal for the players on this long table. And Lou, of course, was super mad after a game, you know, which would happen from time to time. And just flips the thing over, right? And the food goes everywhere. And there was like, he caught the rug on fire. Right. And so there's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore. So they throw this milk on the fire, and they chose not to clean it the rest of the year. So everything smelled like burned.
Oh, no.
So great. It's stuff like that. I love it.
That's
love
sweet
it.
Lou for you.
I've heard of Lou Piniella meltdowns. I didn't know he set fire to carpets.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Isn't that great?
There is something about the visual of a Mariners clubhouse where there's a little bit of a fire and people are like, we need to put this fire out quick. Grab something. And somebody comes over. I don't know why. I'm picturing like Ken Griffey Jr. with like a jug of milk. You're like, here, this will do the trick.
I mean, I'm just, in my brain, I'm thinking like that smell must have been so rancid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably like soak like into your pores and stuff, into your clothing.
Maybe they had a good year. And they should be doing that now.
Maybe that's the good luck charm.
Well, Sweet Lou was known for that. Like he was known for like these epic meltdowns. And when he was sharing the story, I started picturing there was a time when I first started working in radio. It was one of it was day one working at the end. So it was my first big break of like getting to work at a big radio station. Worked at some small ones before that. And I was so excited. I show up to work and there was a guy who I worked with having an epic meltdown. I had yet to meet this guy. And so he's in a little production room, kind of like how like we have our phone screeners booth, a small box. Mm-hmm. And I swear, it was like a cartoon. You just see all these reels and carts. Like back in the day, before we had everything computerized, like these cartridges. And like they were like cassette tapes or 8-tracks. And everything's flying, hitting the walls. I'm like, what the hell? He's having a straight up meltdown. He walks out. Like as if nothing happened, says, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. Shakes my hand, goes back in there, continues to melt down. And that was like his thing. He would be melting down in a room by himself. But whenever he was around any of us coworkers, he was like the most pleasant guy. It was like the funniest thing.
He just needed a little moment to get it out of his system, I guess.
100%.
Often.
Did you ever have somebody who was like a, I don't know if we would say that guy was like a Lou Piniella, but like the person who had epic meltdowns at work?
I mean, not really. I had this boss back in the day that he was from upstate New York and he just had this different kind. He just had a different kind of attitude when it came to like sales and things like that. So
I bet he was from Schenectady.
Oh God. I would take him out on calls with me and I would have been like working trying to like sell this client for months, and then I'd bring him on a call and he would like blow it for me all the time, and not because he was like having a meltdown, but just because he had this like attitude,
that energy,
and I'm like, dude, you're ruining everything for me. And then he's like, why are you so bad at your job? And I'm like, because you're destroying all of my good hard work, sir.
We need to take that energy level and knock it down a few notches.
It's just awful.
Now Danny, have you been around any workers that have had epic meltdowns that we don't know?
No, Steve, I have not.
All right, what about ones that we do know?
Hey.
Well, maybe we have some Lou Piniella type stories in our listening audience, Steve Miggs. What was your Lou Piniella moment, maybe personally, or maybe a coworker had a Lou Piniella moment? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella once had such an epic meltdown that he set fire to the carpet. Fire. Have you ever witnessed an epic meltdown at your workplace? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you had a Lou Piniella boss at one point. Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take these calls and hear your stories after Guns N' Roses. Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella had an epic meltdown one time that was so gnarly, he ended up setting fire to the carpet.
He caught the rug on fire. There's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had. They didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
And they said that the entire locker room or wherever it was smelled like burnt milk for like the rest of the season.
So have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella type of individual, or maybe you had a Lou Piniella moment yourself? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a few great text messages. This one said, I worked at an Outback Steakhouse. It was in the middle of a busy rush on a Saturday. It was always crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Outback. Bloomin' onion, baby. Sorry. My manager got upset about something, picked up a potato off of a plate that was supposed to go out, chucked it across the room. It stuck to the wall. Everybody looked around in silence, and then they just went about on their business like as if he didn't throw the potato.
I feel like the fact that it stuck on the wall would have made me bust out laughing.
Yes!
That's not what I would have been expecting.
Like, I didn't ask for mashed potatoes, sir. No, probably not a good idea to say that. This one, I think, might be my favorite of all the meltdowns. And it didn't really happen like where it was like a physical meltdown, a verbal meltdown. It was a cyber meltdown. Apparently, this person texted and said, my buddy got passed up on a promotion to an underqualified guy. And he had the best meltdown. He sent a reply all email to 400 plus of our employees. He titled it, I'm out. It included a list of everybody he hated. And then it ended with him saying, F you all except Tim. I'm Tim. And added a meme of SpongeBob walking out of the Krusty Krab.
Oh my gosh.
You know, sometimes I get so annoyed. I think we all deal with the reply alls. And like, you're just like, okay, we don't need to reply all. all day with this crap, dude. We all freaking day.
It's bad email etiquette.
And it's like, there's no way to opt out. Now, that's a reply all I would like to be a part of.
I will subscribe to that email. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella having meltdowns all the time? Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. Dakota from Renton, tell us your story.
Hey, I was working at a place in Kent, and the owners were just known to be, like, the most angry people. Like, customers knew it all the time, but all the employees knew it especially. Uh-huh. And, like, I was out stocking shelves, and this my coworker, he was a good buddy of mine, and he was doing something, and then just the owner just came up and just, like, in front of, like, a whole crowd of people, like, customers, like, elderly people and everything. He told this guy, he's like, what are you doing? Can you please pull your head out of your ASS? And so he, like, constant, on a consistent basis, he would do this and cuss in front of, like, customers. There's they had a few sons that worked at this place as well. And I was like,
Dakota.
Dakota,
Have you ever been in a place where, like, the boss is obviously reprimanding or, like, laying into the... And I'm always like, this is such a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm shopping, like, a clothing store and you just hear them kind of, like, talking them down, I'm like, couldn't you go in the back to handle this or just speak to the person like an adult? Like, I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That is what I was going to say. That kind of makes me want to, like, walk out and never come back if that's the vibe.
You should just walk out and be like, I'm not buying this pair of jeans because of you, buddy.
You're a stinker.
Okay, well, fucking crazy, right?
206-803-ROCK. What was your Lou Piniella moment, or have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella?
I could kind of slightly relate to this one. I've never gone this level, but I've been very frustrated with our printers here at our radio station.
Oh.
Said my coworker spent 20 minutes trying to fix a jammed copy machine, and it kept saying paper jam, tray 3. And he kept screaming, it's not jammed, and then kicked the machine. HR had to have him take a mandatory anger management course.
That's very office space of that person.
And he also made it a point to say tray 3 did have paper in it.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, in 2025, I barely know how to work a printer or a copy machine anymore.
Well, there are times where you have a paper jam, and it tells you exactly how to remove it, and I do all this stuff. I take it all out. There's no paper in there. Close it all up. Hit the button again. Still says there's a paper jam. I'm like, you're just effing with me, printer.
And then we wait for our HR person to get here, and they fix it for us.
And the next thing you know, I'm taking an anger management course here.
206-803-ROCK. Ted from Quill Scene. Have you ever had a Lou Piniella moment?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I recently went to the shipyard. I had some VA medical issues, and had my FMLA paperwork. Everything was in a row. And they kept sitting on my paperwork. About 2.5 months in, our superintendent, I had been overheard telling him if he didn't stop messing with my money, I would bounce his head off his desk.
And then what happened?
Oh, I'm no longer in the yard, so you do the math.
You know what? Not that that's the way to handle. Don't mess with people's money. Like, if you have a company and you're supposed to pay them at a certain time, do it.
Yeah. And be prepared for repercussions if you don't.
I remember having that happen. It was not here. It was a different radio station. I'm like, hey, I haven't been paid yet. And they're like, oh, there's some issues with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm check to check. Like, I don't make a lot of money here. I have to pay my rent. I would like my money. We don't understand why you're getting so frustrated with us. Because I don't have money.
Well, did you threaten to bounce their head off the desk?
I didn't. I should have pulled a Tim and said, look, I'm going to use your head like a Ted. I'm going to pull a Ted and use your head like a basketball. The Daily
Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve this morning, Rockaholics? 136 wins, 53 losses, and 35 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.